We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Morning, Maxie. How in the heck are you?
Doing well, Dave, but about 6:45, holy cow, did we get a shot of lightning and thunder out here that shook the house. One of those that felt like a bomb, you know, and kaboom, and it rattled and came out here, and couldn't get back to sleep. You go, whoa, every once in a while I get one of those, so you're not kidding about that thunder and that lightning. And then I'm going to sound like my dad here, but I looked out, I cut the grass this weekend, and I set the blade too low. So now it's burning. Uh-huh. So I need a little of that rain, because I can see that grass is, and it needs a good washing's what it needs, Dave.
You don't want your dad to see that lawn right now.
No, no. What on earth did he ever teach me?
That's right. I can hear it already. Dads are pretty, you know, I don't remember our dads being like that with our wives, but I remember... You know, your yard's going to look like that?
Yeah.
Are you going to plant something right there and there? But then my wife would come out and say, oh, I like the idea that you have. You're going to do this.
Oh, yeah. So it's a little bit yellow right there, so I could use a good inch or so.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, we've got a 70% chance again tonight. More on the way today,
okay,
looks like.
Good.
Hey, Maxie,
good.
East Carolina, Green Bay, Northern Colorado, Southern Utah, Winthrop, Wright State, have dropped men's and women's tennis programs now. Arkansas Pine Bluff suspended men's and women's tennis. Appalachian State cut out men's tennis. Akron eliminated women's tennis. Connecticut won't have a men's tennis team since the start of the pandemic. And, you know, I thought about cutting sports, and we're seeing that, unfortunately. Tennis really getting hit hard. But my question would be, even just to test your athletes financially has got to be costing these schools some serious money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're right. You got to have a protocol and procedure in place there just to make sure that everybody's safe all the time. And, you know, even when I see, like, people waiting in these long lines to be tested, and I get that. I mean, but if you test positive, there's nothing you can do about it except quarantine. And then if you test negative, the next day you could be positive. I mean, it's... So how much, to your point, I mean, it's not just testing your athlete and saying, okay, you're okay until when? I mean, it's a daily, weekly kind of thing right now in terms of what kind of contact you're in with people and all those things. And, that could really skyrocket, because you start talking about the number of people that you need to know about, you know, Major League Baseball testing, every other day or something like that for that very reason. And you know, they certainly have the means to do some of that. But you get to the college level, most colleges particularly, if they segregated into non-revenue sports, that is not an expense that they expected to incur at all, and medical staff-wise and everything else, and then treating it correctly and all those things, and trying to figure the degree of which somebody, if they have contracted, not just the symptoms, but how they're going to react to it. That's a really good point, Dave. That could be financially devastating by itself.
Hey, what's going on in baseball? Were you able to get over to see some of the practice?
I was, yeah. I spent a couple of days at Target Field, and, you know, we're really limited from a media standpoint, because you can just sit up there and watch from the press box. But it looked a lot like you would see in spring training, only at Target Field. And Dave, you're familiar with probably the most overused in terms of proportionality to when it happens in games, but the old... hit the fungo to first baseman, pitcher covers first. I mean, you know how they do that in spring training, because there's only so many things they can do with the pitchers, you know? And so they run that drill, and they brought that out the other day, and I thought, oh boy, these guys, that's a spring training special where they just kind of get the guys moving and whatnot. So, but you're seeing guys, yeah, they're throwing, they're hitting, they've got some live batting practice going on. I don't know when Byron Buxton's going to get there, if he gets there today or not, but, I got to tell you, after you cut through all of it And you see Mieto, looks like he's got a pretty good arm, but who knows. But when you start talking about Buxton, Rosario, Kepler in the outfield, Sano at first, Arias at second, Polanco at short, Donaldson at third, Garver catching, and Nelson Cruz as your DH, holy cow, is that a lineup, you know? I mean, I hope we get the pleasure of watching that for at least 60 games this year, because that really could be fun to watch.
Oh, man. Yeah, so do I. Hey, Maxie, can I get you to come back at 8:40 this morning?
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, you go out and survey that grass and see how much rain you need. We'll see if we can get enough for you here.
I will.
He is Mike Max. Catch him on Channel 4 TV as well as WCCO Radio tonight at 6:30 and then back here at 8:40. The highlights this week and what you're watching on TV, whether it be Netflix or networks or whatever. Matt Roush, TV Insider, is up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.